Hello, this is Michael Wolfeld. I am the staff naturopath with the Purium Health Company, known as PHP. And the first thing I want to do is remind everyone who has the ability to listen to this, who is listening to this right now, that Purium Health, PHP, is the only company in the networking industry and one of the few companies that exist in the supplement industry total who has a full-time naturopath on their staff who is available to answer questions and talk about products and health concerns. So that makes us rather unique. We're also unique as a company because we offer high-quality superfood products at an affordable price that can meet almost anyone's budget. And that's pretty unusual in the network marketing arena. We also offer a full line of products without binders, fillers, excipients, which is very unheard of in the supplement or pharmaceutical industry. In fact, we don't use ingredients like plastic, hydrogenated vegetable oils, ground glass, and other charming ingredients that the FDA says can legally be put in your pill. So, the purpose of this recording is to introduce you to some people who are involved in our company, who have used our products and have had very good results. Now, the first thing I want to say is, these are just normal, everyday people. These are not special people. I'm not a special person. We're all people that have just learned the simple fact that when our body receives the nutrients it needs in the form it likes, the body can do remarkable things. In fact, Hippocrates, who's known as the father of modern medicine, Ayurvedic medicine, which is well over 4,000 years old, indigenous Mexican medicine, which is over 3,000 years old, and even American Indian folklore, which has been around for a couple thousand years, all state the same exact thing. And that is that the body is endowed by our Creator with a self-healing mechanism. In other words, no matter what befalls the body, our innate ability in our system can correct and heal any problem that befalls us, with the understanding that we give the body the tools it needs to do its own work. It has been said by many, many people that the only thing that heals is life energy. And the life energy is in each and every one of our bodies. And when we get, quote unquote, ill or diseased, the word disease goes back to the old word, Greek word, I believe, dis-ease, out of ease or out of balance. So it really means that our energy is out of balance. Well, when we start giving our body the proper nutrients, when we start getting treatments like acupuncture, chiropractic, whatever, all of these things do is help the body bring its energy back into natural rhythm. And once that energy is back into natural rhythm, the healing will take place. It's as simple as that. Nothing else is going on. And the truth is, even though they shouldn't be saying it, the medical industry in America is the only organization that legally has the right to say that they have a product or they have a treatment that can cure a disease. That's actually a lie. No one does curing except for the body itself. Simple as that. And if we understand that, then that's really what's going on. And so we feel that PHP has superfoods that are as close to nature as possible. In fact, I like to say the only thing we've done as a company is as little as possible, which means we go out, find the most phenomenally powerful superfoods, and process them as little as we have to be able to deliver those incredible products, incredible superfoods, to you, the consumer. So with that said, I'd like to introduce Bob Page, who is one of our first longtime members. I think Bob, you joined us at the very, very beginning, or close to, you and your wife, Jackie.
That's right.
And you have two very good guests that you're going to talk to, and we're going to hear their stories. So take it away, Bob.
Okay. Well, the first guest I have is Carol Mann, and Carol is a PHP distributor, and she came in through me, and I just wanted to give you awareness of what she was like when she first started and where she's at right now. So, Carol.
Hello.
Hello. Okay, Carol, so how did you and I meet?
Well, my girlfriend was having a yard sale, and you and Jackie showed up and told me about the superfoods, and I thought, yeah, yeah. And then you came about to my little store I have, and I decided that I should just try one because it was just food. I had nothing to lose. I wasn't.
What kind of store do you have?
Well, I have a little gift shop, home decor store.
Oh, neat.
St. Pete.
Yeah, Haitian art and that kind of thing.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
So you knew nothing about superfoods?
Nothing.
Okay.
I had no clue.
Okay. Tell me, was it Bob's charm that got you to want to try this?
Actually, I had no insurance, and I wasn't healthy, and I don't like drugs, taking drugs. I don't like going to doctors because I was like 61 at the time, and they think because you're old you need drugs. So I decided to had nothing to lose with the food, and it sounded good to me.
Well, what was wrong with you at that time that you went to the doctor?
Well, I had been in an auto accident a while back, and I was depressed, and I had problems with my knee because I'm living proof you don't get under a rose bush at 60. And I had gone to a doctor when my sons made me because I was actually bleeding every morning of blood. And they told me I had GERD. I told them it sounded like cottage cheese, and they put me on all these highfalutin medicines. Told me I had high blood pressure and all that. I hadn't been tested in like 20 years, so I didn't feel good with them giving me these medications. I had taken over the counter first, but I know that's not good either. So I tried Kumut. That was my first product.
And you tried to get healthy first with vitamins, and you went to health food stores.
Right. I tried reading up on things, and I did realize, and I always have that your body cures itself. That's why I don't like medications. There's a side effect to every one of those, and they're not affordable to me anyway. I don't like that, so I like the idea of food.
Okay, so you probably bought some nutrition and it didn't work very well, or you didn't feel it, or
that's right. I bought it, and it was expensive at the health stores. And
what kind of stuff did you buy?
Well, I bought stuff for your joints, and I bought a lot of different vitamins to give me energy, and then I thought of those different things you buy for depression and all mood things, and I didn't stay on anything because I didn't like it after I got it. Nothing helped.
Okay, then I came along, and I think I sold you the Kumut, right? The little
can?
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
What happened?
Well, it was green, but I thought, well, I'm going to try it anyway, and I mixed it with water, and I immediately felt way, way more energetic, and I thought to myself, I'm going to take it till the can's gone, and I started noticing that I felt really good, and my skin felt better, I looked better, and I couldn't believe it. And I acquired a taste for it. It was actually good. The color's just strange.
So you have been in PHP for 2 years, so how many products are you taking now?
Well, I've been taking them for about 4 years. I take it religiously. I take the Kumut and activated barley and the cherry, and I take that every single day. And I like the power shakes because it's convenient when I go between my two jobs and need a quick meal that's sufficient and good for me to get me through the rest of the night.
Mm-hmm. And what changes occurred from taking those products? What do you feel? Like you say, you bartend at the Elks at night?
Yeah.
How's your energy level?
Well, I used to not be able to make it through the whole night without just getting tired and worn out, but I had to. And I had a brace I put around my knee, an ACE bandage, because my knee was bothering me for 2-3 years. That was my main depression, was my walking. And I immediately found that I could take that off, and I didn't feel no pain. I thought it was nuts that it happened, but I just, the pain went away.
Okay, and so how do you produce compared to the people that you work with now? I mean, don't you work with like 40-year-olds and you're 65
now,
right? Far better.
I am more energetic and far more better than any of them. They ask me how I do it, and I tell them that it's hard to convince people to get off their drugs and doctors, you know. It's hard to believe. But
what
no,
is your physical condition now? What is your health issue if you went to a doctor? I mean, is anything
I won't go to one. I don't need to. I'm great. I'm great. I haven't taken any medications at all in over 3 years. I just take my health foods, and I feel better than I have in 20 years. I look better. My hair is even better, and my mind is so much sharper and clearer. You know, I'm going to be 66 in June, and I can think clearer and stay focused better, much
better.
That's
great. Do you also find that you eat better food when you're eating meals?
Oh, yeah, I'm aware now. I've always known
right.
Your body cures itself. I always knew that, and that's why I never wanted to go to doctors, because they just want to prescribe or cut you. They don't, you know, they can't heal you. I know that, so...
Right.
I was far ahead of that, but I just didn't know what to take. I didn't know about the superfoods.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so thankful to Jackie and you for introducing me to it.
Well, you could be our poster child.
I could be, before and after.
Right.
Yeah.
No,
I really...
Success. Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say you got all the success. Did you turn anybody else onto it, or did you sell any of the
Oh, yeah.
Products?
Now, my husband, he had bartended, and he got very ill, so he couldn't. But he was waking up every morning for 4 or 5 months with locked thumbs, and he had to literally break them open in front of me with arthritis. And for 4 months he did that, and I told him, take and just try this, just try it. So he goes, oh, okay, because, you know, I was going to make him anyway. And he stood there. Then 2 mornings later, and he was in amazement doing a dance. He did not have that pain or that stiffness anymore, and that was crazy because I couldn't believe it either. And he's
great.
A veteran, and he goes to the VA, and, you know, they try to help him, but, again, it's all about the pills. So then I turned my sister onto it because she had her both hips. She's 100% disabled. She couldn't walk. Was in a wheelchair, and they wanted to do both her knees, so I says, try this, just try it, Paula. So she tried it, and she will not let me not have a bottle for her. I have to deliver it twice a month because she actually walks to the door now, not in a wheelchair, but not a walker, just actually can walk. And when she went in for her checkups, they thinking they're going to operate on her knee, she says she doesn't need it right now. And it's that to me was the best success.
Wow. You know, this is just absolutely amazing. And the thing that's amazing about it is it's so simple. You know, it's like people would never think to go up to a gas station when their car is on empty and go to the Home Depot and fill it up with kerosene rather than unleaded gas. But that would save them 50%. But no one in their right minds would do that because they know it's going to destroy the motor. But
right.
Yet, we'll put food in our body that we think is food, and it's really not food. It's fake food, and we wonder why the body doesn't run. And when we simply start putting food back in, real food, concentrated real food, the body is like ecstatic.
It is.
Loves it.
It is. I have to tell you something that I was still leery when I bought that first product. And I went to the health store, and I asked them, do they have Kamut? And they go, oh, yeah. So I went over, and I looked at it, and then I read the ingredients, and it wasn't all of it was supposed to be. And it was like 4 times more the price for half the can. I go, I got a good deal.
Yep.
Yeah. So you you see that we do have quality products at low prices.
Oh, definitely, definitely. Like I said, I've never had insurance, health insurance, and knock on wood, God's been good to me, but I
By the
feel
way,
now that this
sickness
is the
insurance.
Best insurance I have ever had was ensuring that your body's going to get healthier and healthier. And that's me.
Yep.
I'm living proof.
Great. Well, that's great, and I'm going to end the interview on this then because I want to have Bonnie say a few things. But thank
okay.
you very much, Carol.
No, I thank you.
Carol. Like I said, we're going to make you a poster child, you know, because
yeah.
I mean, you're a perfect candidate of somebody who understands once you start. The proof's in the pudding. You know, I always say that, you know, talk is cheap, but all you got to do is try something and you get results and you're never going to stop doing it.
No, I never will. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful I got a chance to get healthy and get healthier. And
right.
I wish I'd have known this a long time ago, but I'm
yep,
all right.
You didn't break the bank.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, Bonnie, you still there?
Yeah.
I'm here.
Oh, good. Okay, Bonnie, how did you and I meet?
Well, I met Bob and Jackie Page when I was at work rubbing my knees one day, sitting down, and they said, "What's the matter?" And I said, "Oh, God, I just hurt so bad." And Bob started to laugh, and Jackie said, "I can help you," for which I rolled my eyes and said, "Oh, yeah, right." At that point, I had been through almost 4 years of pain and trouble and surgeries, and it just escalated to the point I was taking fistfuls of pills every day. So when you told me that there was a product that was going to get me out of pain, I thought you were out of your everlasting mind. And I gave you a hard time about it, and now I look back on that day, I can't even believe how life-changing that moment was for me.
Bonnie, how old were you then?
Well, I'm 49 now, so that would have put me at 47 years old, and I was walking on a cane. I mean, I could go without the cane, but after several hours worth of working or in the evening, I needed it.
How long had you been in a state that wasn't considered healthy?
I would say 4 years. It started when I had a knee injury and I had a surgery, just knee surgery, arthroscopic surgery. And
yep.
that started the surgery started with the physical therapy and the pills, and then I started gaining some weight, and then I had issues with the first surgery. They told me I needed a knee replacement. Well, that created problems with my toe and my back, and then something spiraled after another, and every time I got something new, they just kept adding pills and more.
Yep.
And I
yeah, how many
kept...
drugs were you on, actually?
Oh, gosh. By the time I met you, I was down to 11 prescriptions written by the doctor that I was taking on a daily basis, and I had a box full of things that I had tried and either rejected or hung on to for later use. I found myself hoarding prescriptions. Like if the doctor said, "Do you need more pain pills?" Well, I don't think I do, but let me have that prescription just in case. And I would come
right.
home and I would organize it and I would have it. And same thing with the pill bottles. If I had something that had a bad reaction or I would complain that I was getting all these side effects, they'd say, "Well, try this." Well, I never threw the first thing away. And before I knew it, I had this giant box of pills. And I live thinking the answer was in these pills. I know I look back and I'm not even the same person. I can't even believe that was me. I'm so embarrassed because I was so ignorant. I mean, I'm an intelligent person. I've got a master's degree. I consider myself, you know, fairly up on the latest trends of things.
Well, Bonnie, we won't hold your master's degree against you. But, you know, there's a rule of thumb that the more educated you are, the more stupid you can become.
Yeah, let me tell you, I was about as stupid as you can be.
They even threw an antidepressant in there, didn't they? Didn't they have you on an antidepressant?
Well, yeah, funny enough, I thought it was a pain pill, and it wasn't until I started doing my own research to say what is making me sick till I figured out that I was taking Wellbutrin, which was an antidepressant.
Right.
And you didn't even know you wanted, right?
No, and I didn't know I was depressed.
Well, while you were taking all this, you were getting healthier and healthier, right?
Oh, yeah, I was getting so healthy. I was looking into electric scooters, wheelchairs, and other options. I wouldn't even go far, or I would tailor my day based upon how much walking I could do. If I went to Disney, I have a now a 9-year-old son who was, you know, anywhere 6, 7, 8 years old at the time, and like to go to the theme parks, I would rent an electric scooter. There is no way I could walk that far. I just couldn't.
Wow.
And I understand you were in Busch Gardens just recently with your kid, right?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. I can do it all now. And I'm not going to say that I don't get tired at the end of the day. I can beat myself up pretty good, but I don't walk with a cane anymore. I just take extra supplements, and I make sure that, you know, the next day I kind of chill out a little bit, but I'm back to normal. And I didn't.
So would you say, Carol, that by adding real food into your system and eliminating drugs, you actually ended up feeling a whole bunch better than you ever felt?
Oh yes, better than I had ever felt. Yes.
Yeah. It's not difficult.
It's not difficult, but it's hard to change the mentality because it was so foreign to me. And so I started very simple, and I've got to say I put both of you through the ringer. I'm so grateful to both of you, but I double-teamed it. Not only did I listen to Jackie and Bob, but then I followed that up by calling you Dr. Wolfeld, and thank God for your patience.
I talk to a lot of people like you. It's quite rewarding to actually endure the confusion and everything else to find someone get helped. And that's, you know, I think the thing that's so important that we state here is we should never feel guilty or blame ourselves even if we did the wrong thing for 50 years, because the fact is our whole culture is based on instant gratification. You know, it's like feel good now, have a hamburger, you know, have some ice cream, have some sugar, have a drink, you know, drink coffee if you're tired, you know. And so we're constantly bombarded with all this information that is really just nothing but a bunch of lies. And so it's obvious that we're going to be confused.
Well, right. I had never been to a health food store in my life. And I can tell you the reason that I became receptive was that at the point I had a knee replacement and I was in pain every day, 24 hours a day, I kept going to different specialists saying, you've got to help me. I did rehab for 6 months straight, 3 times a day. Three times a week. I was very serious about my approach to getting well, and I didn't give up. I was relentless in going to one doctor after another, and I went to a world-renowned doctor. I sat in his waiting room for 4.5 hours until I was seen. In the end, it took over 9 hours to get seen for a half an hour by this doctor. And it was worth it, because at the end he said, we've gone as far as we can with you. I think you should consider something in the natural field. And I said, what does that mean? And he said, look into naturopathic or homeopathic alternatives. And I said, well, I've already been to acupuncture, and it didn't work. That's what I thought he meant. I had no idea. And so it opened up my mind to start looking. So when I said to Bob and Jackie that I'm in pain, they said, oh, we've got these natural products. I'm like, oh, my antenna went up. And then he said to me, oh, you can get this for $20, $25. And I'm thinking, well, my copay is $35. And then he said to me, oh, yeah, well, it's money-back guarantee. And I looked at him and I said, you know, I really like you, but I'm not about to lie when this doesn't work. And he said, trust me, it's going to work. I'm like, all right, what do I have to lose? And I'll tell you, I just felt it was ridiculously simple, because within 2 days, so much of the pain that I had that was just part of my everyday life was gone. And how is that possible? I mean, how is that possible?
How did you feel about your doctors then?
I was so mad. And I'll tell you, and I've told you the story before, I went back to every single doctor that I've seen regularly, and I brought them a bottle of this, and I said, you need to know about this, because I have been begging you for help, and this one little bottle of magic here did it. Please pass this on to somebody else you know that you haven't been able to fix on me. And I did. True story. I paid for the bottle. And, you know, I know one doctor for sure passed it on, and then later on down the road, a year later, she thanked me because she helped save somebody else. Now she's receptive to the products and has been requesting information and is willing to turn her customers and patients onto it. So
that's great.
Yeah, it's a big turnaround. I've got to tell you, the other big change in my life was that I always paid for the most expensive medical plan out there so that I would get, you know, maximum doctor visits. And At the time, I think I was paying close to $1,000 a month.
Oh, and my gosh.
I was using this. I used that service more than you can imagine. I am so healthy now that I just reduced my coverage to the point that for a family of three, we're paying less than $450 a month.
Yeah. Because well, you know, I like to say to everyone that if you're in an accident, you know, you break a bone, you fall off a building and crack your head. American emergency medical is good. You know, we can our medical system can help people can put their bodies back together, and that's what it's designed for. But that's a lot different than when you have your body that's out of balance, and that's where the problem lies. That modern medicine today attempts to treat arthritis and cancer and heart disease and osteoporosis the same way they treat somebody who's just been brought in by an ambulance who was in a car accident. But it's two different things. You can't treat both of those people the same. And so the two of you, Carol and Bonnie, obviously you got to the point where both of you were receptive to what is true and what's common sense. And the fact that it's so simple is often what makes it difficult for people to accept, because it's too simple. And, you know, we're used to being told everything is complicated. But the truth is what is real and what is true is almost always very simple.
Well, I had to get to the point of desperation to make that kind of change. And once
right.
I did, I'll never go back. And that's the other thing, is that it changed me so much. And it to the core of who I am and how I do things, that I would never blindly take a prescription from a doctor ever again without doing the research and being absolutely 100% sure that it was mandatory, because I would first look for a natural approach. And that's something that's, I would never be disposed to that before, because it just wasn't part of my thinking. I didn't have any experience with it. And I started on one product at a time. I started with the Apothecary, and that got rid of the pain. And then from there, I called you back, and I said, okay, what's next? And we went through the list of my ailments, and I'm a black and white person. And I said, only give me something that I know for sure, black or white, this will help me feel better, and I could tell for sure it's working. And we worked our way through it, and then I was so hesitant about giving up the prescriptions that I did go back to my primary doctor, and I said, look, I'm feeling better, and I'm like, working with this naturopathic doctor, and I want to drop these prescriptions. And I made sure I had her okay, and she was quite amazed as I started coming down off of them one after another. And I kept reporting that I'm feeling better and I'm more energetic, and I have all of these symptoms went away. And so then almost a year went by before I had been to the doctor, and she previously was seeing me almost every 2 weeks. And she said, where have you been? Are you okay? And I said, God, I've never been better. And she said, well, what's going on? And I'm like, well, I'm here for my annual checkup. And then the nurse had gone through the list of medications, and she started asking me if I'm on this and this, and one after another kept saying no. And then she turned the folder over. She said, are you Bonnie Brown? I said, yes, I'm Bonnie Brown. And she said, well, I don't understand what's wrong. I said, you know, let me make it very simple. I'm only taking thyroid medicine. Everything else is gone. And then she kept again going down the list. I said, no, it's gone. I'm not taking it. It's gone. And she had a hard time believing that. And so did the doctor. They both had said, whatever you're doing, keep it up. Because I even got the blood work back, and I was able to prove all of my numbers were far better than they had ever been. So
how many doctors asked you what you were doing?
Well, I had a heart doctor, I had a primary doctor, and I had two different knee specialists. So I would say three or four of them.
They all asked you what you were doing?
What I was doing differently. Also my dentist, which was a weird
excellent.
Thing.
Excellent. Well, I'm glad to hear that, because I find a lot of doctors won't even ask. They still say, we'll keep doing it, but don't ask.
No, they ask. And I was bold
good.
Enough to tell. You know, I walked in and said,
yep.
I want you to know I'm completely different. When the dentist said to me, what are you doing differently, I just looked at her like, what do you mean? And she said, your gums, they're so much better. And I said, really? Like, that's just so weird. And then it dawned on me, it must be the green drink. And I told her, well, I'm taking a green drink and cherry and aloe, so it must be that. And
yep.
Then she said to me, do you have any information? And sure enough, I got the information, which is the battle plan, and passed it on to her. And she now is referring these products to her patients as well. So
wow, that's great. That's what we need, is when health professionals will see the value of real food.
Yes, that's awesome. And I've got to say, you know, I gave you a hard time in the beginning about the smell and the taste of it. I heard Carol saying, it's green, and
I remember, I remember, and I hear that so many times, so I always laugh.
Yeah, you know, Michael, people always want the one-shot thing, you know. She has to take all these products. And she says, I have to take all these products? I said, yeah, you got to, you know. It's sort of like medication. When you look at medication, they have a drug for every different thing. It's the same thing with natural handling.
Well,
you know?
Well, I always say to people, you don't eat breakfast, lunch, and dinner all at the same time. So with your supplements, you have to take different things at different times of the day because your body needs nutrients all the time, not just once in a while.
Yeah. Well, I think you also said to me that this is food, Bonnie. When you grind it up and it's in the little tiny particles, you need more of it than just a regular pill.
Exactly.
So I think that helps a lot. And you know, in terms of the green drink, I just added some juice to it, and now it's fine. And you said you'll get used to it, and it took a while.
The only reason it takes a while is because our taste buds are used to eating the wrong foods.
Right.
And once we start turning things around, then we start liking it. It's a remarkable how many people I've talked to who, when the first time they drink it, you know, they'll say, well, you know, this isn't so good, but I'm going to keep drinking it. And by the end of a couple weeks or a month at the most of them say, you know, I like this. And they're surprised that they like it.
Yeah. I'm still not brave enough to go full force. I've got to say, I do like the juice. But the first time I drank it, I plugged my nose, and it did taste like grass. And I just said, oh, I can't believe it. The difference I felt was in an hour. I told Bob, if this stuff didn't make me feel so fabulous, there is no way on earth I would have tried it a second time.
Exactly.
But it did. I knew black or white. Wow, did I felt like I cleaned the house that day. I mean, I was... scrubbing window, and my husband came home and said, what's up with you? And I said, wow, I just had this green drink that energized me. And then I've got to tell you that I have a son that has allergy issues, and they recommended to me to have him try it. Well, we've gone through trial and error trying to get him to get it down as well, and here's what we've come up with. He puts it with some juice into a shot glass, and we put a lid on it, we shake it, and he shoots it down like a shooter. And it's just so funny, but he does. He'll take that and his Immunomax because he was always getting so sick, and that's helped so tremendously. Now he hardly ever gets sick. So we put the Immunomax in it, which you cannot taste, by the way, with the powder because he wasn't tall enough or big enough to swallow the capsule. We put it all together, and he shoots it down. And we were on vacation, and we were taken, and my husband said, oh, geez, I don't know. And we were trying to get my husband to take it. Zach turned around, and out of the mouth of babes, he said, Dad, it may not taste the best, but wow, wait till you see how good you feel. I was amazed. This is out of, and then he was 8 years old. And
yeah, no, you can't beat a testimony from an 8-year-old.
No, you can't. He can't. You see, Daddy, this is going to make you feel better. Come on, we're going hiking. You need this.
Good for him.
And I got my husband taking it as well, so it's good. It's just wonderful.
Bonnie, have you tried the spirulina, the blue one?
I have tried spirulina, yes.
I'm just getting used to the taste after 3 or 4 years. It still tastes like cardboard, but I'm so glad how I feel about it that it doesn't matter.
Well, I think everybody's... My favorite is the Kamut and the Power Shake.
I love it. I love it.
I have spirulina as well. So,
and the activated barley.
That's not one of my favorites.
Well,
the activated barley is in the Power Shake.
40 years on it.
I know.
The gladiators went into battle with it, so I'm ready.
I know.
You're ready.
Yeah, you'll be a gladiator,
you'll
Carol.
Be doing
that's
this,
for sure.
You'll be doing this when you're 100.
Oh, I probably will live to 100 now that I found you, and I don't
at
want
least,
to.
At least.
Well,
okay, I think we covered everything. What do you think?
I think we did a great job. I think you guys are phenomenal, and we want to make both of you poster children. And, you know, I also want to remind everyone that's listening to this that, you know, if you're interested and you've heard this for the first time and you don't know anything about anything else we're talking about, get back to the person who gave this to you and ask for more information because it can change your life.